Now is the time for my church to remove the grave clothes off the dead and speak life unto them, saith the Spirit of grace. For I have given you a call that is to be led by the Spirit, yes, but a call to begin to believe now that everywhere you go, on every turn and every side, that I'll open up the opportunity. And rather you invading their world, they'll invade yours and say, what must I do to be saved? Or I sense on you that there's a help that I must receive from you. On the planet and in the earth, revival is now. The time is short and the season is now. I'm waking you up, saith the Spirit of grace. I'm waking you up in your spiritual senses. Many have tried through their natural transformation of their mind through rehearsal of my word, but now I'm taking you to another place to where that which is in the inward man takes over every part of the outward man. So that your expectation goes to a place that goes beyond will power, but goes to a place to where an unction inside of you says what has been will not always be, and that I accept and receive and walk in the fullness of my healing and the virtue of His grace in my body now, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Many have said, I can't hear His voice. I know I'm born again and Spirit-filled, but I don't believe I can hear Him talking. That's changing. For you whom this pertains to, and if you'll follow your conscience and not sear your conscience, or practice the place of intimacy and get on your way with me, that you'll find that that place of the voice, of knowing my voice, becomes much more attuned in your life. And no man having to say to you, hear His voice, but you'll know with an absolute. For the first place of confidence in your life is to know my voice. My sheep hear my voice. They know me and follow me, says the Spirit of grace.